Let's check on stories we're following on Robinhood Radio. In a story in today's Lakeville Journal, Eileen Mulligan, Administrator and Chief Operating Officer for Noble Horizons, is retiring. 43 years at the facility, coming to Noble Horizons in 1974 when there were 20 cottages for independent living and the Riger Residence, a residential hotel with up to 26 people, and no medical facilities now. 50 cottages. Noble offers its 184 residents four levels, independent living in their cottages, residential hotel with single room and suites, intermediate care, and 24-hour skilled nursing care. You might want to know where Eileen's going as she's retiring. She's going to become a resident of Noble Horizons. Whitney Joseph reports in the Millerton News in Pine Plains, election results have changed. When the Dutchess County Board of Elections announced the unofficial winner after the polls closed on November 7th, Republican Councilman Richard Brenner held the lead, 370-348. But after all the recounts took place, the Democratic candidate, Dara Cloud, won by one single vote. Yes, folks, one vote does matter in an election. The 58th Annual Festival of Lessons and Carols being held at 7 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Chapel. The traditional service of Christmas readings and choral music features the Hotchkiss Chorus. They'll be assisted by a group organist with faculty member Teresa Mango playing the harp. Hotchkiss Chaplain and faculty member Lou Pressman will lead that service. How Trains Changed History and Shaped Our World with Alec Marshall will be presented Thursday, December 7th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at the Great Room at St. James Place, Main Street in Great Barrington at 5:30. Networking, conversation, train campaign display, and more information. 6:15, Alex Marshall will speak, questions and discussion. 7:15 is a meet and mingle, updates on the New York City Berkshire passenger rail. Author Alex Marshall explains how transportation systems shape our lives and our public spaces, beginning with the Erie Canal in the 19th century, moving on to the trains that transformed the United States, then our cities in the 20th century. Falls Village residents can vote on a future contract as the Board of Selectmen has agreed to hold the town meeting at 7 p.m. on Town Hall to vote on two questions. The first to approve the recently negotiated contract for teachers at the Lee H. Kellogg School. The second item asks that one alternate position be added to the Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Student Government Association holding a parents' night out December 8th from 4:30 to 9:30. Students as well as adults from the school will oversee children so parents can holiday shop or have some free time. There'll be crafts, activities, and movies. Pizza will be provided by State Line Pizza. Admission $12 per child, $30 per family of three or more children. The event is a fundraiser for the Student Government Association. The public is invited to bring their craft supplies to create Pine Plains Platter on Friday, December 8th at 7 p.m. They'll supply free coffee and tea. You can also bring a snack to share. They're located at 2987 East Church Street, Route 199. Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, in partnership with the Dutchess County SPCA, offering free rabies vaccination December 9th from 8 until 12 at Dutchess County SPCA in Hyde Park, New York. More information at 845-452-7722. Cooperative Cats Holiday Fundraiser on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Masonic Oblong Lodge, Route 343 in Dover Plains. It'll benefit Cooperative Cat Rescue. They're having Santa, local vendors, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, free hot beverages. Santa will be giving out goodie bags to children while supplies last. Santa will also be appearing at the Bargain Barn in Sharon on Saturday from 10 until 12. Free pictures with Santa Claus. There'll be cider and cookies. This has all been set up by the Sharon Lions Club. You're asked to please also bring some non-perishable food items to donate to local pet rescue organizations. South Armenia Women of the Church present their annual Silver Tea and Christmas Sale on Saturday from 10 till 1 at the South Armenia Road in Wassaic, New York. A Hobby House workshop with Tom Hanford will be held on Saturday from 1 till 2:30 at the Northeast Millerton Library, 75 Main Street. It's a program for children and adults. December 9th in Rhinebeck, Wilderstein has their Yuletide Tea. Reservations fill up quickly, so contact them early. A tour of the mansion is included. It begins at 1 p.m. December 9th in Chatham, the Crandall Theater has a ribbon-cutting celebration taking place in front of the theater to honor its official listing on the New York State and National Registers of Historic Places. 1 o'clock is when that starts. West Cornwall Holiday Stroll. Events begin with a holiday craft workshop. and Joe O'Brien at the Soul Train Gallery, Santa overseeing the operations. Businesses will have special offerings. The library will screen The Grinch That Stole Christmas and more. It happens in between 1 and 6. In Germantown on the 9th, Friends of Claremont Holiday Party. That is at 2 p.m. December 9th in Great Barrington, the Holiday Shop Sip and Stroll goes from 2 to 8:30 p.m. At the Sandusfield Arts Center, they have their Yuletide Festival. That starts on Saturday at 2 p.m. In Copic, the Holiday Light Parade will take place on Saturday at 5:30. Line up at 5 at the Copic Firehouse on Center Hill Road. D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village hosting its 7th Annual Popular Year-End Flash Art Exhibit, 12x12, 2017 on Saturday, with a reception from 5 until 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. December 9th, Rhinebeck Oblong Books and Music presents Annie Leibovitz signing copies of her new book, Annie Leibovitz Portraits 2005 to 2016, from 6 until 8 p.m. In North Canton, the Douglas Library Holiday Party is scheduled for the 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at West Main Street. Tickets will be available for $15 per person or $25 a couple, available at the door. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse on Sunday from 7 until 10:30. The Canton VFW presents Breakfast with Santa, a free breakfast buffet when you bring an unwrapped toy to help families in need and help make everybody's Christmas wishes come true. That'll be Sunday from 8 to 11 at the VFW post in North Canton. It includes buttermilk pancakes with syrup, scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, toast with butter and jam, coffee, juice and milk. Santa will arrive at 8:30. Photos with Santa, art projects, face painting, and more will be held. On Sunday, everything you wanted to know about hunting happens at 11 o'clock. It is happening with the Gallatin Town Hall on County Route 7. Kent Historical Society convening a holiday historic house tour focusing on structures built in the 18th century. The tour will take place December 10th from noon till 4:30. Advance tickets available at kenthistoricalsociety.org and the Heron Gallery, Kent Wine and Spirit, and the Town Clerk's Office. Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary will hold their Holiday of Lights on Sunday. Santa Claus will be at the firehouse from 2 to 4, parade lineup at 4 at Luther's Auction Barn, and the parade starts at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., the tree lighting will take place. Sing-along, refreshments, tree lighting, a bonfire, and more, the Ancrum Winterfest on Sunday at 2:30 at the Ancrum Town Hall, County Route 7, featuring Hudson Valley troubadour Mark Rust. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 39.73. 24,140.91 is where it stands today. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6776.38 and the S&P 500 at 2629.27. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.